So there is a lazy loading, which loads your data whenever you access a DB set or when you access a navigation property, kind of on demand. This can be very problematic because if one developer designs a data access and then another developer starts accessing different navigation properties, then thousands of queries could be sent to database by mistake because of the N plus one problem. Very often people are not checking the translated or materialized query that is being sent to SQL Server. So I don't like lazy loading at all. It can have some use cases, but to me it's better to be explicitly saying what data you need from the SQL Server. And this is where eagle loading is great. You can retrieve data from multiple tables using one query. So you define that, let's say you want to retrieve everything from one table and also include child entities from or related entities from another table, and this way you can just return one, two or multiple tables. A drawback of this solution is that sometimes the returned data set is too big. You could be hitting an issue that is called Cartesian explosion, where a huge amount of data is duplicated in your return dataset, and because of that, it's too big. It needs to be transferred over the wire and then loaded to memory to your application server, and it also needs to be parsed, so it's killing network, it's consuming huge amount of memory, it's wasting CPU cycles, just the data to be thrown away and then duplicated on the client side. So query splitting could be solution for that, but this is another story. And there is one more type of loading that I can't remember right now. Sorry, but I know that there are three.